Near the top of Wood Hill, next to Battery Lane, there's a smart row of houses, some fancy, some plain. The houses are old, but they stand there with pride, for no one would guess their secrets inside. There's a scamper in the garage, a squeak in the shed, a glimpse of a movement when you turn your head. Deep in the cellar, at the front of the house, if you look very closely, you might see a mouse.
And so begins Red Shoes with White Squiggles. My guest today is a well-known local visual artist, Stephanie Conroy, who has teamed her talents with her sister, Carolyn Pavlin, to create this wonderful children's book. Stephanie, yes. I'm so happy to have
you
here.
It's wonderful to be here.
When I first glimpsed this book, held it in my hand and started to read, I was just tickled by the cleverness, the really good pairing of the illustration and the text. It's just professionally done so artistically intact. It's great.
Thank you. We're very excited. It's our first book. I have been painting mice since, I think my first one was in a parade of homes, actually, in 1999. a little mouse in a mouse hole, a little character mouse. And over the years, I've done quite a lot of homes in El Paso have my little mice in them.
It's kind of your signature now.
It's been my signature, yes. And I've been told for a long time that I need to develop my mice. And last year, I started doing all these character mice. And when my sister retired last year, she decided to write a book about a family of five mice.
And where does she live?
She lives in the Midlands in England.
So this was a long-distance collaboration?
This has been a long-distance collaboration.
Oh, computers.
It's a publication of the times. We couldn't have done this even 5 years ago.
Have you seen her since the book was in print?
No, but we Skype
How
every
cool
week.
How cool is this? You have some celebrating to do.
Absolutely. The story is based, we grew up in Portishead in England, and the story is based loosely on Portishead. The name for our mice, Woodhill Whiskers, comes from, we grew up on Woodhill Road, so Woodhill Whiskers.
Yes.
And I have based the map of Woodhill, which is in the book, on the map of Portishead, where we grew up. The farm that is involved in the first story is Gail's Farm, and that's actually where my sister and I used to go horseback riding.
Oh, this is, I can just see the Woodhill Whiskers, the movie.
Thank you.
And I mean, it's lending itself with your lovely voice, things like a garage rather than garage.
Right.
And just that little twist is so delightful and makes it so listenable. I can see myself as my kids were little again. They'd be on my knee and I'd be reading this.
You know, it's a traditional story.
Yes.
Which I think, looking around, is quite, it's lacking. You know, it hails back to Beatrix Potter and that sort of.
Oh, yes. Very strong, elements of the Beatrix Potter works. Oh, yes. Well, for anyone who is unfamiliar with you here locally, what brought you to El Paso and how long ago?
Many years ago. I used to be a former RN, and when I trained in London with a girl from El Paso, I came home here to work with her. And I ended up marrying her brother.
That'll do it.
We lived here for some years, and then we moved back to England for some years. And then in 98, we moved back to El Paso, and that's where I made my career change from nurse to muralist.
Yes. And I know that you had the Rose and Crown
Gallery
briefly, which is a huge effort on the part of an artist to have a gallery.
It was a wonderful experience.
At a very difficult time economically. Oh, my goodness. The timing was tough.
Yes.
And so you have gone back to doing your own art full time. Are you still teaching?
No, I was doing classes till very recently, but quite frankly, I just don't have time to do everything.
We all come to that conclusion if we're smart, eventually.
Yeah.
Well, before I forget to give the rundown of where people can meet you and purchase your book and enjoy knowing you as illustrator of this great work, you will be from noon to 4:30 at the El Paso Community College Literary Fiesta. That's the Mercado, where all the vendors will have their things, and that's 9050 Viscount out there across from Cielo Vista Mall. Then tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., You'll be at the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Fall Arts and Crafts Fair. That's down on Zaragoza. Then next week, let's see, Thursday through Sunday at the Sunland Winery Fall Wine Art Market. I don't understand why you don't have time to teach. That's in Sunland Park. And how many pieces do you have in the show at the Hal Marcus Gallery titled 20 Cover Girls?
Oh, that's a fun show to be involved with. I just have one piece, and it's called Sunrise at Album Park.
Sunrise at Album Park. So
yes.
You paint, does it contain mice or do you?
No.
So you do other works.
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I have what I call my grown-up art.
Yeah, your grown-up art. Oh, all right. But, is there another book in the works?
Yes. We've decided we're going to produce one a year because mm-hmm. at this age, years go by very quickly.
Yes.
And she has the storyline already in mind. I'll be going over there in April, and then she should have had it written. We'll proof it then and decide how we're going to break it down for the illustrations. This was a whole new thing for me, doing mm-hmm. illustrations for mm-hmm. a book. This is a whole new thing, and it was exciting. And we're very proud of our first endeavor.
Well, as well
first
you should
endeavor.
Be. It couldn't have more charm to it.
Thank you.
Did you feel in any way oddly or uncomfortably pressured or confined by having to illustrate to a piece of writing?
No, not really. I enjoyed it, actually, because I had to think more. You know, my art comes fairly easy to me. Mm-hmm. And this, I had to do a lot more sort of planning and things. And mm-hmm. so I enjoyed the challenge. I've come up with a whole way of doing it that's my own. And
nice.
It worked very well.
Was it a collaborative effort? Did you contribute at all as far as critiquing the lyrics? And did your sister critique your artwork?
There was very little. There were a few sort of just proofreading, just sort of little mm-hmm. quirks on that we worked out together with the wording and a couple of little suggestions that she had when I
wow.
did the artwork. But generally speaking, no, it all went very smoothly.
Then it shows that your sister's in the work. You both had the same vision and just expressed it in a different discipline. What a lovely thing
yes.
to have happen.
Yes, we're just very sad that we've lost both our parents and
oh.
to... That's what the book is dedicated to them, and
oh,
we would have loved to have seen them because
I'm sure they know.
Yes,
I'm sure they know. My guest today is mm-hmm. visual artist Stephanie Conroy, here telling us about the book that she has created with her sister Carol Pavlin, who lives in England. It's titled Red Shoes with White Squiggles. Carol wrote the text, and Stephanie did the illustrations. You can check out WoodhillWhiskers.com or go to StephanieConroyBlog.com for more information. But better yet, just go out and meet Stephanie and pick up a copy of the book. She will be at the El Paso Community College Literary Fiesta tomorrow. That's out on Viscount from noon to 4:30 p.m. Thank you for coming in and congratulations.
Thank you very much.